Hey guys.
Hi you guys.
Hi, it's us.
Welcome back to Awkward Stage,
the podcast.
The most awkward podcast.
We are your hosts. You know that. I'm Alina.
And I'm Nicole.
We didn't do that in the last episode. What if people don't know who we are?
They won't know who's talking.
Damn it. And today we have a very special guest that we are very excited about. We have internet personality, actress, comedian, and food and travel host, Katie Molinaro.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Did I say your last name right?
Yeah, Molinaro.
Molinaro.
You did it.
Yes. There's always this like anxiety, yes, even if you've known the person who's coming on for like 20 years,
uh-huh,
that somehow you're going to fuck up the name.
Somehow with that, in that second you're going to go like, Cadamoneri.
We just had Anastasia on, and I even saw when you were going, and we've known Anastasia for, like, Anastasia's your literal best friend, and yeah, I even saw you hesitate before her last name.
Anastasia Nurinsky.
I do the same thing. I just don't tell, I don't say people's names so they don't get disappointed.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah, never say anyone's name.
Katie, Anastasia and I were just talking. We know each other from the comedy scene.
Yeah.
But also because we very awkwardly pitched a TV show to a network in LA.
What was the TV show? Or can you not say in case someone steals the idea?
I don't think anyone's going to steal the idea.
I don't think so either.
I really think that we're safe. It was multiple different networks.
But it
was like right before everything shut down, the pandemic. And we were like starting to get meetings.
Yeah.
And starting to get rejected from
All the meetings. Because of what we said in the meetings.
Oh, no. Because there was like one guy in the meetings that was like, if you don't sign these women, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Literally.
Wait, someone on your team?
He was. So this guy knew us from the improv scene.
Right.
Improv comedy. And
which is the coolest scene in LA.
The coolest, and anywhere. Yeah. And
where all the celebrities hang out.
Yes. And he had this idea for a prank show with an all-female cast. Basically, mm-hmm, like, what was that show that they like?
Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so he like got a bunch of women together, and Anastasia was part of it for a second too, but then she wasn't. And
she got the cut.
She got the cut. And then he got a production company involved, and they got us pitch meetings, and they put like a whole pitch together, like a whole video of all of our like clips of us like acting and being funny, and then we pitched it out. We got like real meetings and like, you know, that tall NBC building in Studio City?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Frank, the
you went to that building?
We went to that building to pitch out a show.
Holy shit, you are so
legit.
Yeah, it was real.
But then just like Katie just did, the one guy kept pitching us a little too hard and like talked about how we're all going to be stars and they're going to make a huge mistake if they don't buy the show.
I mean, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple years later, look at you guys. Look at you guys go.
We had nothing else to do during the pandemic, so that's what happened.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were bogged down making the female Impractical Joker.
Yeah, we couldn't be bothered.
No.
We couldn't be bothered to do that.
So do you guys keep in touch with this guy?
No. Do not.
But I've actually thought that about Impractical Jokers, that they should get a female cast member in there.
Yeah.
It would be so helpful to have a female.
Yeah.
For like a lot of the pranks they do. Four dudes, like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they going to do with the gynecologist?
We were just talking about how you get to go places and eat.
Yeah.
But I did watch one of your videos where somehow I missed it, but you started on TikTok by eating lettuce with ranch.
Yeah, I did.
Can you,
because we haven't said it, it's Katie Molinaro, a.k.a. Eat It Katie.
Eat It Katie.
Eat It Katie.
So was the idea when you got on TikTok like, oh, I'm just going to eat a lot of lettuce? Or did that evolve?
It started off just like food. I would post like food I ate, restaurant reviews and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then one day I posted a video about Chuck E. Cheese going out of business, and it made everyone very sad. It made 8 million people comment and like it. And then I also had in the comments, hey, did you know that Chuck E. Cheese turns the kids into pepperoni? And then I had to investigate that. So I investigated that for a while. And then when that ran out, I made fun of keto TikTok by eating.
Oh, okay.
Lettuce and ranch. I just kind of do what my audience tells me I do. Yeah, like I throw a bunch of stuff up there and then they're like, oh yes, this is the one.
That's a smart move.
That's this how is it what is, we want. Especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like I had so many ideas I liked so much better than my ideas that became series. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The internet, TikTok kind of just like decides like this is who you are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people want to watch you do that one thing over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Alina, you do the teenage character.
I do only one thing. Yeah.
They're like,
it's the only thing I can
this
do.
This is what we want.
Yeah.
No, I
the
get
90s
it.
The 90s teen took off. And then I post some of my other characters. And usually in the comments section, there's be like, what does Kyle think about this? Yeah. Or, you know, which is like cute. But also it's like, so you really don't want to see any of my other stuff. Okay.
Well, girl who thinks she's weird.
Yeah.
Has her place in the world.
She has
too.
Her place. And in the beginning it was the mansplainer. So it pivots it and switches. Yeah.
But yeah, it always changes and we don't get to decide.
But you went viral quickly with the food content.
Yeah.
Right?
Early 2020.
Yeah.
And then stayed pretty I've plateaued.
You have, because it actually gave you like a deal to host your own food and travel show.
Yeah.
Which is really impressive.
I don't think I would call that a plateau. I think that I would call
next
that
level.
A rocket ship. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Next level, you know?
Yeah.
I'm branching out from the internet.
You are
onto
more
the television.
Than TikTok.
Yes, I'm more than TikTok. You hear me?
A food and travel show. Where
it's on Taste Made, and it's still there. I keep shaking this table, and I apologize.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's still on Taste Made. It's called Dive Bars and Five Stars, and it's also on the Visit California website.
Ooh. So, are you actually eating a shit ton of food when you film those episodes, or are you like tasting something, passing it, tasting something, passing it?
Usually tasting and passing.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard to resist.
Because in a lot of your videos, you actually finish the food too, like in front of the camera.
Yeah.
So you do eat a lot of food.
I eat a lot of food. But I like, you know, if I know I'm filming something that day, I'm not going to eat like a normal breakfast, or like I'll have like a taco here, a taco there, a taco. Like, yeah, I'll always budget it out.
Okay, let's dive in.
Let's dive in.
Yeah.
Let's dive in so we can make our way to your awkward stage, because we gotta give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Northern Virginia, like 20 minutes outside of Washington, D.C.
Do you know the president?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can call Biden right now.
No. Do it.
Live. Even none of us want to call Biden right now.
I don't think we have the clearance for that.
No.
What was it called, the place you grew up?
Oakton, Virginia.
Oakton.
Was it a small place, like a small town?
No, I mean, semi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the actual population, but it felt kind of big.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like small town. Okay. Metropolitan.
Okay. When would you say in your life in Virginia was your awkward stage?
I would have to say like between fourth and sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Classic
awkward.
Fourth is a little young.
Yeah, fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you like as a kid?
I was always like just really uncomfortable in my skin, because I was like taller than everyone else. It's like awkwardly tall.
Like when you just don't want to be perceived by anyone, you're just everyone staring at you
because
you're the tallest.
Like, you know that
Taylor Swift, how she said everyone's a sexy baby and she's a monster.
Yeah, that's how,
that's how
were.
I felt. I was like really related to that
and
part.
And girls grow before boys, so I'm sure you were like towering. If you were taller than the girls, you're probably towering over the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember that's all I could think about in classes. Just like, I'd be like, oh, I'm so big. I'm so big.
The stuff we beat ourselves up for is crazy in hindsight.
Yeah. Like, I could have just enjoyed my childhood.
So, like, what was your vibe? Like, what was your style?
Pretty similar to me now. I had a shirt that said, instead of Nabisco, it had a thing that said no disco. Oh. And I wore JNCO jeans.
What are JNCO jeans?
Yeah, what are JNCO jeans?
Am I supposed to know?
They're like the really wide leg jeans, wide leg baggy jeans.
Okay, so you were like cool. Like I would think.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. Kind of like except cool. Not. Except mm-hmm. not cool. Mm-hmm. Except not conventionally cool.
Yeah, but like I don't care about like being cool. So then you are cool.
Yeah.
Instead of like. Trying to do the
did you have
thing.
Like a group of friends that all were that vibe or were you a solo mission?
Yeah, we would pretend to be horses on the playground.
Okay.
Yeah,
why?
We would just be like nay and like jump over things, you know, like uh-huh. horses.
Yeah,
yeah,
this is normal,
like hot girl shit.
Yeah, we do hot girl shit, like horse stuff. Like dance around like a horse.
That's great. That's a great visual.
Yeah, we just like gallop up and down and have races mm-hmm. during recess.
Were your parents like into the vibe or were they like
I don't know. I wouldn't say they were into it. They were very supportive.
Uh-huh. Aww.
Yeah.
It's never too early to play holiday music and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and using code AWKWARDSTAGE for free shipping and 20% off. My husband loves his Manscaped kit, and I love that he smells good. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. There's also a 4,000K LED light on it, so you can light the way like Rudolph. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve stank problems all day long. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code AWKWARDSTAGE at manscaped.com. That's a 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use AWKWARDSTAGE. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
I loved to wear my hair up in a ponytail, but like really tight.
Ooh.
Had to be really tight. I didn't like any...
Like top of the head.
Yeah.
Would you use gel?
Yeah, I would absolutely use gel every time.
Remember that was such a thing to yes. gel back your ponytail, and if there was like one bump you'd have to start over.
It yeah. took hours.
My OCD really came out.
Oh yeah. Did you use a toothbrush?
No.
For the baby to comb hairs? It? Yeah, and just to get it like really straight and get the gel in there.
No.
Could you use a little toothbrush? Because it's like a brush.
I didn't do that.
I never had those.
Kitty,
I never had the
Nicole.
Tools.
I was just like.
Just brushing, holding. And then by the end of the day, you have the worst headache. But you can't.
And it looks yeah. shit by the end of the
yeah.
day.
Didn't
so like
that's,
it.
That's how you get baby hairs. So it's like it's a never ending cycle of gel
yeah.
to baby hairs yes. to gel to baby hairs.
Did you sit at like a table together in the.
Yeah.
Like they have it in American movies. I always want to know if high school in America uh-huh. is really like it's in all the movies that I watched growing up. Where it's like at every table there's a different group.
Yeah.
yeah.
And like you have to like be part of that group in order to sit there.
Yeah, that's we had the one that was like, you know, like the Island of Misfit Toys table.
Were people scared of you?
No. It's hard for me to describe how I was because I think of myself as being like really nerdy and no one liked me. Mm-hmm. But I guess I did have a lot of friends and was invited to things, but I always felt out of place at these weird parties.
Is it is that a realization that's just coming to you now? And you're like, wait.
Whoa, you guys.
I did have a lot of friends.
I did have friends. And in fact, I probably was cool. So remember this when you're thinking about your past.
No, that lunch table thing is really real.
It is real.
I don't know if it's real anymore for kids, but it was.
Yeah.
Like there'd be like the popular kids. Then there'd be like the sports team. Then there'd be like... But all the drama and theater kids would eat lunch in the theater teachers.
Aw. So drama and theater kids are always the nerds? Or like
no,
band?
I think they just like liked to eat lunch in the...
with the adults.
Yeah, in his room. Because then they would just like, they would like harmonize while they were like eating. So did you do theater in high school?
Yeah.
You did?
I did, yeah. I did drama.
Oh,
musical theater. Sound of Music. I was a nun.
Ooh.
And then we did My Fair Lady. I played Eliza Doolittle.
Ooh.
He did Eliza.
Wait, isn't that like the main one?
Yeah.
Wow.
She has a German accent now. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
a star.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was. And then everything went downhill.
But now you're Eat It Katie.
Now I'm Eat It Katie.
Sixth grade is like the awkward, do we think?
Yeah, sixth grade is pretty awkward because it's like that's the year you get kind of horny.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also like.
Wait, when did you first feel it?
Feel
when
horny?
Did you first feel
when
horny?
I was on a cyber chat room on AOL.
Oh, my God. Remember those?
Yeah. And what was the roulette?
Chat roulette.
Wait, what's that?
That's a year like all that stuff came out and started harming our brains.
Chat roulette is the most problematic thing that ever happened to us as children, I think. It's just like this video chat thing where you just like can cycle through random people and talk to them. But like it'd be a lot of like creepy dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of ASL. Other kids, but a lot of creepy dudes.
They'd be like ASL. And then they'd say, want a cyber?
Like cyber sex?
Yeah.
Did you ever do it?
No. Well, I never went on alone. I always went on with like a group of friends and we would just like giggle and mm-hmm. then move to the next one. Mm-hmm. Like we would just be like giggly.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe how much, like how little internet supervision I had. I was able to just like Google anything.
Well, I don't think our parents like knew mm-hmm. what we were capable of doing on there.
Yeah.
They like didn't know how to use it. Yeah.
It was a wild place, the internet.
Yeah. It's still pretty wild, but I remember like...
Yeah. We're at least a little aware of the dangers out there.
Yeah.
It was like the Wild West back when we got on it as teenagers.
Yeah.
It's just, honestly, it's surprising that we're still alive.
Truly. Like
someone could have lured us with big promises. We don't know bad things exist in the world like we do now. And we could have just met up with a murderer.
Yeah.
Just top of my head. Just first thing that, you know.
Yeah, we could have met up with murderers like every day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have that thing at your school where people would like date each other for 1 week and you'd have like 85 boyfriends or girlfriends?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would only last like a week or 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
And it was just holding hands.
Not even for me.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you have a lot of sixth grade relationships?
Yeah. Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Yeah.
Seventh and eighth grade where like it's your boyfriend, but you don't really talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just call each other a boyfriend and girlfriend. So everyone knows.
Everyone knows. Yeah. Yeah. Make it official.
Yeah.
Aww. And then you dance at dances and that's it.
Like with your arms.
Yeah.
Your zombie, bodies.
Zombie dancing.
Far apart. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so awkward. But it's still awkward, I think.
So awkward.
Like getting close to people. Terrifying.
When I was dancing at my wedding, like planning to do the first dance, mm-hmm. like we had like all of that flashback for me because I was like, well, I don't want to like be so close that it's like uncomfortable for people to watch. Like we're like nose to nose.
Yeah.
But then like I don't want to be out. Like, I don't want to look like we're like trying to do the posture right or like whatever. And then he kept like leaning his neck down so his head would be like crunched over mine. I'm like, you can't do that. It looks weird. Like, it's too intimate. Like there's 200 people watching us. But then we just ended up choreographing like a very weird.
Yes. I was gonna dance. I was like, wait, your dance was not like
but
that.
There were like three moments where we had to come together and like sway dance. Yeah.
Your wedding was perfect.
Let's just talk about my wedding.
I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Okay, do we have like an awkward story from this time? Something that really sticks out in your brain.
Something that was real
or
painful.
Multiple. Something painful. Something.
This is therapy.
No. Let's see. Do you want a prank calling story or do you want a shitting myself during a musical theater production story?
Shitting yourself.
I think I want to start with prank call and escalate to shitting yourself.
That's good.
Like,
that's
I think I want both.
Yeah.
Great.
If you want to avoid boring, basic, and bland gifts this year, Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping for your secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. Here are a couple of my favorite gifts that I found on the site. They have a murder mystery jigsaw puzzle, and my friend, who it's very hard to shop gifts for, is a big true crime and puzzle fan. So this year, I'm gonna have the best gift and win. It's not a competition, Alina. One of my other favorites is the traditional bread warming set. It lets you keep the bread warm when it comes out of the oven and before you serve it at the table. And I got that as a gift for myself. The cool thing is, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. These fine products are often made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same lackluster gifts you could find just anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. I know, I should have led with that. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/awkwardstage. That's uncommongoods.com/awkwardstage. That's AWKWARDSTAGE for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
So, remember those E-Bombs World call boards, the sound boards where you just press buttons and like Arnold Schwarzenegger would come up there and be like, I'm calling the cops. No.
Like it was a toy?
Yeah, it was on E-Bombs World and you, speaking of the internet, you just find different soundboards. There's Jack Black soundboard. There's a South Park soundboard. There's a bunch of different soundboards where you can get them to say stuff.
Yeah.
And so my friend and I decided we were going to prank call some people. Ooh. Yeah. So I was just like prank calling phone numbers using the soundboard. And then I get a knock on the door and it's the police.
Shut up. Wait, you called from like your home phone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. knocked on my parents' door and the cops were there and they said that I could spend up to a year in jail.
Shut. Who were you prank calling that?
Just random numbers in the phone book.
And they were calling
and
the
like
cops?
Wait, the Oakton High School or the Oakton Cougar Directory or whatever the school.
The Cougar Directory?
Yeah, there was like a
school
directory I was calling. And someone's mom.
What buttons did you push that got the police to come?
Someone reported the phone calls.
Right. But so you called them and then you used like sounds from the soundboard, right?
Yeah.
So did people like get scared that someone was trying to murder them?
Like, yeah, someone like Michael Myers was on the other line.
Wait, so the police come in your house, do they like sit you down and like
They stood at my doorstep and they were just like really harsh.
Were you parents scary. Mad?
Yeah, my parents were really mad. I was grounded.
Were you doing it alone?
No, I was doing it with my friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your
friend, doing typical boy stuff.
Your friend should go to jail.
Yeah, did your friend go to jail?
Yeah. He's still in jail. No, no one went to jail. But the cops came to his house, too.
Because there was, like, caller ID.
Yeah.
So they knew where it was coming from.
So you didn't, you weren't very smart about it.
No.
So they were like, she can go to jail just so to get you to stop doing it. But they weren't like pressing charges or anything.
No.
Were you terrified or were you so much of a badass as a kid?
I was really scared. Yeah. I thought my life was ruined.
Yeah. Did the story spread around the school and did that make you cool?
No. I wish it did.
I would feel
it
like.
It would have saved me some time.
I would feel like that would give you some street cred.
Okay. Imagine the. You as a kid and me as we were terrified children.
Yes.
Imagine the cops coming to your door and saying you could go to jail for 1 year.
Yeah. I would beg them to reconsider.
To take you?
Yes, please take me to jail.
I deserve it.
Anything is better than this home. Wait, I did prank calling as a kid, but I was smarter about it because I went to, what are they called? The public
payphone.
Payphones. I went to payphones.
You paid money to pay payphones.
Me and my friends were like squeezed into this payphone and we would call people and we would go like, "Hi, Mom. I don't know how to get home. I'm lost and I peed my pants." and then the person on the other end would usually go like, "Oh, honey, this isn't your mom. You called the wrong number. Who are you trying to call? Are you okay?" And we were like, "Mom, please, I don't know where I am." And then we would hang up.
Those people are probably still thinking about that phone call today.
Yes.
They're like, what happened to that kid?
Yes. Is that child okay?
And I was like, I'm so good at this. At like,
and then you were like, I should become an actor.
I should be an actress. Yeah.
I was terrified. The only time we ever prank phone called was I visited my older cousins in the Poconos, which
oh yeah.
And like they tried to teach me how to prank call and they were calling and I was like trying really hard to be cool but like shaking. I was so scared at what they were doing.
That's hilarious. You were like not even getting yourself in physical danger.
You can go to jail.
You almost went to jail because of prank calling. And then
somehow we transitioned to shitting your pants.
Yes.
Yeah. So
let's try to bridge this gap.
Yeah. How is it connected?
Yeah.
So I was doing a production of James and the Giant Peach and I played the centipede. I don't know if you're familiar with the story.
No,
I'm not.
Roald Dahl. It's about a giant peach and adventures that this kid went on with this giant peach.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, really riveting. Anyway, I was the centipede and I was in like a brown worm outfit with a bunch of legs attached.
Nice.
And
was this musical theater?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was singing.
There was singing involved. And I remember like my butthole just got like really itchy at one point during the production. And when you're a kid, the production feels like forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an hour and a half probably, but it feels like 3 hours. And I just remember halfway through the performance, I was wiping my butt and I found a lot more than just what I thought. I thought I just had an itchy butthole, but no, I had shit myself during the production.
And you didn't even know?
I didn't even know.
Were you on stage?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But at least your costume was brown.
At least it was brown. I went back into the room. I was like, why is my butthole so itchy? And I realized it's because I shat myself and didn't know.
Wait, did anyone
understand
notice?
How you shit yourself without knowing? Like, do you just like fart and then like.
I think that's what it was. It was like a shart. Like I didn't know it was going to.
It was your first shart. You didn't know it existed.
First shart. I didn't know. I didn't know you could just fart and have poop come out.
You can.
So did anyone know?
I knew. No one else knew.
No one like smelled it.
Yeah. No one. Yeah. Like As a kid, you really think that everyone is paying attention to you, and no one is.
No one mm-hmm. is.
Like, yeah. none of, no one cares.
No one cares about your charts.
Meanwhile, I go into school and I'm like, everyone's going to notice my new shoes.
Yeah. I assume the costume belonged to the school. Did you shit all over your costume?
No, just inside my tights. Just in the brown tights.
My mom
to wear for Centipede.
High school theater mm-hmm. for a long time mm-hmm. and she would not bring the costumes into our home after the children had worn them because of the smell of the garments.
Yeah.
Like, it would go straight to a dry cleaner, and even then when it came back to the dry cleaner, some of it would still be unusual.
Because also they gave you one costume for like 40 shows or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah. And no it's one's just washing sweaty. It.
Yeah. Disgusting.
It's just sweat. You sweat into it every night.
And like, I don't think like in high school, like I don't think I had good hygiene.
No.
Like no, no one does. I did not.
Like every 3 days was when a shower would happen.
I remember I was in the car I was a young teenager, and I had never used deodorant before, and because I never had to. Uh-huh. Like I still had like a child's body, but I was like going through puberty, and then I was in the car with my family, because me and my family would go on vacation within Germany. So I grew up in like the middle of Germany, and we went on vacation in Bavaria in the south of mm-hmm. Germany in the mountains.
Which is a lot like Virginia.
Yeah. And yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Germany, yeah. Virginia even sounds the same.
Virginia. Yeah.
For Germany. And the drive down there is 8 hours. And we would drive because mm-hmm. me and my mom and my two siblings and I would drive. And I was like sitting in the car and I was like suddenly smelled this just like smell of sweat. And I was like, ew. And then I realized it was me. And then I told my mom that I like I think I smell, and she said like mm-hmm, yeah you do, and she was like so disgusted by it, but also didn't try to make me feel like ashamed about it, uh-huh. but she was just like, just roll down your window and then we'll go over like she's like, you have to use deodorant and like you have to do this and this, and I was like, I didn't know, and I just sat like in the corner with my arms like this because I felt so bad because I had never smelled that on myself before.
Right. You didn't even know you smelled.
I didn't know.
I don't remember the
first
time.
And then
it
was like 8 hours of that. I was just like,
oh. They didn't stop for deodorant?
No. No. My mom was using printed out instructions to get. There was no internet.
Right. So my mom was
pull off. We stayed on the highway for 8 hours. Yeah.
My mom used to have this like contraption in the trunk when we were really little, when we would go on road trips, and we would pee in the trunk while the car was still going. Like she would have like this like trunk potty.
What?
And she would put us in the trunk and we would go in the trunk and we would like pee in like a thing.
And then
she would like dump it out the window or something. Wow. I don't know what happened to the pee.
So you didn't have to stop on road trip.
So we didn't have to keep stopping.
Wow.
We would pee in the trunk. My mom has bad hygiene. That is no, like notoriously my mom is like not concerned about germs at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have taken your mom.
She's had COVID like 8 times.
Congrats.
That is next level.
Yeah, and she has all these like weird side effects from like having COVID so many times. I'm laughing.
You grew up in that house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's why like
the amount of germs you ate.
I didn't know people used body wash.
Oh.
I just thought shampoo and conditioner was what you showered with. I did not know you had to use body wash until like I was a junior in high school.
Wow.
And it wasn't because she taught me. It's because I was like, I can't get rid of the stench.
But there's also a lot of things that parents teach. My mom taught me wrong. Like when I had my period, she taught me to use these like big fat pads. And like yeah. when I wanted to shave my legs, she told me to use like cream
Yeah, my mom too. She didn't tell me about tampons.
Yeah, tampons and like razors. Like you just kind of had to figure it out on
your own. Yeah, I don't know why I wasn't allowed to use a razor either. I had to use the creams.
The creams smell bad. They smell so intense.
Neat, right?
Oh,
yes.
You mean like you use like hair removal cream?
Yeah. You put like the cream all over and then you wait forever. And then there's a little plastic thing that you like scrape it off with. And then the hair is like in the cream.
Wow.
But it doesn't even work well.
No.
There's always hair left.
Yeah. Why are they hiding razors from us?
I wonder.
Horrible.
I was allowed to shave, but I remember the first time I shaved, my mom was like, you might have to do it a few times before you get it all. And I was like, how bad is it?
Oh, no.
What is the current pubic hair trend? I've been meaning to ask that in our group chat.
Yeah,
what is the current thing that people do? What is like, it used to be the like landing strip.
I just get rid of all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always assumed that it was still all of it gone, but I don't follow trends anymore. I mean, I'm married, so like you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't.
I just want to know how people groom their pubic area.
Okay, DM us.
Please.
Offer Stage Pod.
Please do.
And let us know what the trends are.
I really want to know.
I guess you could find out by looking at like popular OnlyFans.
But I want to know from my friends. Like, I don't want to know the actual trend. I want to know like what the people I respect do so I can do it.
Oh, I just get rid of all of it.
DM us at Awkward Stage Pod and let us know, what are you doing with your pubic hair?
Yes, please.
Yeah, what are you doing with it? Can I have it?
Are you using it right now? Or
putting it on pizza?
Yum.
Like in that one movie? Which movie is that?
Pube pizza?
That's a 90s movie.
That is a 90s movie
where
for
he
sure.
Bites into, there's like a close up of him biting into. Oh, it's.
Waiting?
He's the one. She's the one. She's the one.
I remember that scene, but I don't remember the movie. Like, I remember that. I have that image in my head.
Because Freddie Prinze Jr., that's the guy.
She's
right?
All that?
She's all that.
Yeah.
She's all that.
Not
she's the one.
She's the one.
Well, in German, it's called Eine wie keine. So there you have it. Yeah.
Eine wie keine.
Oh, that was good.
Okay. If you could give yourself at your awkward stage one piece of advice now, looking back, what would you say?
No one's gonna care about this later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no one's
don't worry
care.
About it. Don't I would worry about a lot of things. So I'd be like, hey, don't worry, kid.
I feel like that's advice for every stage of life.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, as you get older, none of this matters. Things like do matter, but like in 10 years,
right?
Like it might not.
It might not.
Unless you got like canceled or like whatever.
Yeah. But even then, Louis C.K. is still performing. So.
Is he?
Oh, I thought you said got canceled.
I did. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. For a second, I was like, oh my God, did she say cancer? And I just.
No, but that would be crazy if I was just like, unless you got cancer.
Shitty life, huh?
Some things do matter.
Cancer.
Yeah. As comedians, we know what's funny. And what's funny is cancer.
Yay.
Okay.
Well, that's a good note to end that on.
Yeah. Where can everyone find you?
Eat It Katie across all platforms.
Eat It Katie. We freaking dare you. Is that what people say?
Oh, ooh, should we start a new trend for you?
Oh, should we dare her to eat something?
We dare you to eat.
I saw on a food show fried Starburst.
Fried Starburst.
Whoa, that sounds good.
We dare you to eat fried Starburst.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't. And you then probably send won't us a do it.
I probably won't, but okay, yeah. Sure, I'll do it.
Yes, she's going to do it.
And follow us at Awkward Stage Pod and DM us your awkward stories, and we might read them on the podcast. Mm-hmm.
And tell all your friends about it and rate, like, and subscribe to our podcast. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Bye.